A new version of a decades-old Connecticut statute could bring new business to the state's manufacturers. Governor Ned Lamont's expected to sign those changes into law. WSHU's Abong Udama brings us the story as part of the podcast Capitol Avenue.
Acres of blighted old factory buildings run along the Mad River in Waterbury. The buildings are covered in graffiti. Windows are shattered. This is a former Animet manufacturing complex that closed in 2000. State Senator Joan Hartley says it's a prime focus for revitalization.
It wasn't too long ago when we were trying to site the cancer center, and we were looking to do it in the core of the city, and we were looking for a location. And they looked and looked and looked, and they came back and they said, oh no, there's nothing.
That exasperated her.
I was like, what do you mean there's nothing? There's everything. There's so many things that are just shuttered.
These are brownfields, former industrial sites that are thought to be contaminated with toxic chemicals and dangerous metals. There are at least 265 such abandoned industrial sites in the city waiting for a buyer. Hartley says this is not just a Waterbury problem. Stamford has the state's highest number of sites with nearly 400.
In the whole state of Connecticut, out of the 169 towns, there's only 11 that do not have Transfer Act locations.
Governor Ned Lamont used this former factory complex in Waterbury as the backdrop to push for the amendments to Connecticut's Transfer Act.
I see reform of the Transfer Act is reform of this facility, an amazing city.
Waterbury State Representative Ron Napoli stands outside the factory complex. The shadow of a massive industrial chimney covers him.
So years ago, there was all kinds of chemicals that were used here at these facilities, and especially here in Waterbury. We're an old mill town, so we have a lot of abandoned sites that once had chemicals there.
Those metals and manufacturing chemicals now pollute the landscape. Today, under state supervision, the owner would need to spend a lot of money and years cleaning up the property before making a sale. With the amendments, the process might be fast-tracked.
The Transfer Act will help get this site remediated as quickly as possible so it can be used for a hub for economic development.
The state would certify private engineers and environmental firms to investigate the footprint of contamination on the property. Hartley says that would mean a problem at one corner wouldn't hold back the development of the rest of the property.
For example, a strip mall. And in the strip mall, you have a whole panoply of different businesses. But you might have a printer in there, or you might have a Jiffy Lube in there.
Napoli says this could help the state recover some of the 50,000 jobs lost during the COVID-19 pandemic.
The Transfer Act has about 4,200 projects in the pipeline itself. So the faster we can get this done and get people back to work is really important for this state.
Lamont says the amendments establish a clear set of standards for what needs to be remediated and help flip shuttered properties. Hartley hopes that the amendments will attract new industry to her city.
We're the industrial Northeast. We in Waterbury were the brass center of the world. So that speaks to what our legacy is. It's an industrial legacy.
Even with the amendment, officials say Connecticut wouldn't have the resources and regulations for years to expedite the review of properties. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.